Advanced weight loss techniques that really do work. Not the crap that you read every day in magazines, but safe and effective strategies that can give you a boost in your fat loss without sacrificing muscle or your metabolism. All this and much, much more today on episode 65 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello and welcome to Fat to Fit Radio. How are you doing this week, Russ?
I am doing very well. Let's get right into my weigh-in here on keeping it real. I am weighing in this week at a solid 237 pounds, down a pound from last show. Loving that part. Eating goals, probably good 8 out of 10. I actually ran out of some foods. I got to go to the market. So I had to dip into the old protein bar supply that I've got stashed at the office one time this week. So got to get that food back in the cabinets. And exercise goals, you know, getting better. Ankle is feeling great. Walking, getting on the elliptical, lifting weights, and everything's going well there. And so because of that, you know, motivation-wise, it's just 10 out of 10. It's just feeling great.
That's just excellent to hear. You've had a number of weeks in a row where you're losing 1 pound pretty much every single week. And that doesn't seem like a lot, but in a year, that's 50 pounds. 2 years, that's 100 pounds. And people think losing a pound a week is nothing, but geez, week after week, it all adds up. And it's just great to see that every single week you're losing some weight.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not starving and I'm not feeling deprived. I'm eating it just feels like a ton of food because I'm eating clean and, you know, not eating, you know, processed food. So it seems like I'm eating every single minute of the day and still coming in at my calorie goal. So that's just the best part.
That's just the perfect way to lose some weight. But speaking of eating clean and healthy, let's move into our email and comment section. And the first email came in from Jennifer.
Yeah, and she wrote, "Hi, Russ and Jeff. I love your show and listen to it on iTunes. I want to let you know about a new website I've created called This Is Why You're Thin, and we'll have the link in the show notes. I'm hoping that the two of you might send me a photo or two to put on the site. You may have heard of the popular website This Is Why You're Fat, and we have talked about that in the past, where people send in photos of their most outrageous junk food creations, things like bacon-wrapped cheese sticks, corn dog casserole, and deep-fried pepperoni pizza. She's making me hungry.
This site is getting a lot of press lately, and obviously it's really funny and outrageous. It makes me laugh, but a few weeks ago I started noticing that a lot of people talking about the site are saying the same kind of thing. It's so gross, but now I want some. I know it's awful, but I bet that tastes good. That's a heart attack waiting to happen. Mmm, bacon. And I think we even said some comments like that when we reviewed the site. Remember that, Russ?
I didn't read this part before, but yeah, I just made that comment just before. So yeah, I get that.
Anyway, I'll continue on here. I found that gut-level response to the visual cues fascinating. It's like our minds respond to these images in spite of our common sense understanding that these things are bad for us. It seems to me that what we put in our minds, especially visually, has a certain amount of power.
It started me thinking, what if there was the opposite? A This Is Why You're Thin website. What if instead of looking at giant donuts, we were celebrating things that are good for us? It wouldn't be as funny and outrageous, maybe, but we would be giving our minds steady daily servings of healthy images of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, salads, green smoothies, fresh local produce, and exercise. Could it help trigger our minds in the opposite direction and make healthy choices a little more attractive? I decided to start the website and find out.
So the goal of This Is Why You're Thin is to encourage exercise and the consumption of healthy plant-based foods through fun, intriguing, and beautiful images. I'm looking for inspiring photos or video links of the things you do for health, pictures of fresh fruits and vegetables, beautiful bean soups or hearty whole grain bread, people running, climbing, swimming, stretching, smiling kids drinking smoothies and picking strawberries. You get the idea.
I welcome submissions from everyone, vegetarians, vegans, raw foodists, flexitarians, omnivores, but I do stand by the importance of a plant-based diet and ask that submissions emphasize plant foods, vegetables, fruits, beans, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. These are foods that we all should be eating, most of us, more than we are right now, and will be an encouraging sight for everyone, including us veg heads.
So I did submit a picture. I sent a picture in of when I was doing one of my big cooking sessions where I was making 35 lunches at the same time, and I had chicken and rice and a big pile of vegetables in all of these individual containers. And I talked about how this really keeps me on track by being prepared ahead of time. So that's a picture that you can see on This Is Why You're Thin. And it really is a positive sight. We always talk about if you want to be this thinner person, you'll live the lifestyle of a thinner person, surround yourself with the things that thinner people do. And this is really a motivating sight.
Yeah, so as you can tell from the email, the site's mainly for focused on vegetarian cooking. I've been chicken public enemy number one now for quite a while. I don't know how many chickens have been consumed by myself and family, but a lot. And so, you know, it's nice to see these, you know, alternative foods that don't include meat. And because of that, here in the recipe, I'm going to have a non-meat recipe for us.
Wow, Russ, that kind of surprises me. I thought you were a true meatitarian.
Well, you know, I've been known to eat a vegetable or two in my time, but no, I do enjoy my meat.
The bottom line is when you look at the site and you see a lot of healthy dishes, you see people exercising, happy, thinner people, it does get motivating. If you really want to surround yourself with this sort of thing, if that's where you want to go with your life, this is what should be around you in your life.
Yeah, it's good to have those images and those ideas in front of you. You know, helps you attain your goals.
So it's kind of like the daily news where all you hear about people dying in car accidents. It's nice once in a while to see a site that celebrates things that are actually pretty good and healthy. So as we said, we'll leave a link in the show notes to This Is Why You're Thin. But let's move on to our next email. And the next email comes in from Shelley, and she writes, I love the show, love the advice. I am, however, tired of hearing everyone around me telling me that I should try the fabulous and easy HCG diet. I am very cautious about this diet. It's part of the too good to be true mindset. I have friends that have lost a ton of weight on this diet. I am tempted, but truly believe that true weight loss comes from true work. What is the truth and what are the downfalls of this hormone diet? It scares me that people I know and love could be hurting themselves.
So we get a number of emails where people ask us about certain diets that they've heard about. And this diet is a good one to talk about because it is possibly one of the most dangerous and harmful diets out there. You can easily find hundreds of testimonials on the internet and lots of professional looking websites that make tons of claims. So it may be easy for someone to be swayed by all of this information.
So here's the easiest way to tell if a diet is too good to be true. Number one, if it ever uses the term easy or fast weight loss, it is a scam, or at least it's seriously exaggerating. When I looked into the claims for this diet, they had outrageous claims like a pound of weight per day without hunger. If it simply sounds too good to be true, it is. Number two, if a diet makes a claim that weight loss is based on one miracle factor, such as a single hormone or a vitamin injection like B12 or what your blood type is, it is total garbage. There are many, many factors in play which determines the amount of weight that you might lose. It is never, ever just one little thing. And the third way, any diet program that does not want you to exercise is clearly not thinking about your health.
All right, so let's go over the basics of the HCG diet program. Number one, you need to go in and get a daily injection of a hormone called human chorionadotropin. HCG is the hormone present in pregnant women. And when a woman does a pregnancy urine test, this is the hormone that it tests for to see if she's pregnant. They actually collect urine from pregnant women to get this hormone that people then pay to get injected into themselves.
That's right. If you ignore all of the websites that promote HCG and search for studies that have actually been published in the medical community, it is clear that not a single properly controlled double-blind study has ever been able to show that HCG has any effect on weight loss or feelings of hunger. It has not been approved by the FDA for weight loss simply because there's no evidence to support it. If you look at the science, it's totally bogus. I'll leave a link in the show notes that summarizes these findings, but I mean, think about it. Why would a hormone present in pregnant women cause you to lose weight? How many pregnant women lose weight while pregnant? This is just 100% hype based on nothing more than marketing and anecdotal reports. Did people lose weight? Yes, but it had absolutely nothing to do with the expensive daily injections. It had to do with the second part of the diet, which Russ is about to tell us about.
Yes, the second part of the diet is the most dangerous part. On this program, this HCG diet, you are not allowed to eat more than 500 calories per day. 500. This is a just straight up starvation diet. We talked about, back in December of 2007, a diet called Kimkins. It was very similar. It was you could only eat 500 calories on this Kimkins diet, and this HCG diet is no different than that. And the symptoms of this starvation diet, they can include hair loss, heart palpitations, fainting, and confusion. And many women who are on these starvation diets will have their menstrual cycle stop.
So this is really just a starvation diet with some injections that really don't do anything for you. And when you're really looking to see what happens to people who follow starvation diets like this, and by starvation diet, this would be under 1,000 calories for anyone would be considered starvation. Number one, 100% of the people will gain the weight back. There's really not even a 99% chance of people who go on a starvation diet don't gain weight back. It happens to everybody. The worst thing is after you go off a starvation diet, you will have a slower metabolism because of muscle loss. As well, after you've been on a starvation diet, you really change how you think about food. You'll most likely have this total unhealthy view of food when you finally get off the diet. There's no lifestyle change. And think about starvation. People who go on starvation diets often get permanent organ damage within even 4 to 8 weeks. And of course, possibility of death, even though you are eating 500 calories. I mean, think of it this way, 500 calories. What is that? Someone who is 4 or 5 years old and weighs 50 pounds? That's what they live on. An adult just simply cannot survive on it.
Yeah, I eat 500 calories for breakfast and most times for lunch too. It's about what I aim for. And the fact that these people who are on this diet think anything that is happening because of these hormones, anybody who eats 500 calories a day is they're starving. They're going to lose weight because their body is shutting down. They're starving to death.
And most of the testimonials that I was looking at were from people who were on the diet for 3 or 4 weeks and were saying, wow, I lost 15 pounds in this month. This is the best diet in the world. There were no testimonials from people 6 months or a year after that that were saying, yeah, this was a great program. I lost 200 pounds and kept it off. Not a single one.
All right. I want to thank Shelley and Jennifer for sending us those questions and comments. Appreciate those. And if you want to get your comment sent to us, there's a couple ways to do that. First one is to go over to the website at fat2fitradio.com and leave a comment.
Or you can send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
The third way is to click on the call me button over at fattofitradio.com and leave us a voicemail message.
Or you can join our support group at fattofitsupport.com.
All right, now we're going to head on to the web report and tackle a couple of news items. What do you have this week, Jeff?
Well, my news item this week has to do with the weight loss industry. If you look at the purpose of the weight loss industry, it is not to help people lose weight. Its ultimate purpose is to make money. It is just a business after all. The best way to get people to send you money is to offer quick and easy solutions. You won't hear many of the things that we talk about here on the show in diet infomercials simply because we never claim that losing weight is quick and easy. I know that the majority of our listeners are people who have been on this merry-go-round of false promises from this diet industry. If you think of it this way, the diet industry is growing larger simply because of repeat business, probably. It is in their best interest to offer quick weight loss regardless of how long the weight stays off. Having said that, I found this great article at altnet.org, and it's entitled, 9 Weight Loss Secrets the Diet Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. So these are the secrets that are very true and important with weight loss, but if you go to some sort of diet center, a commercial center, they will never be mentioned, or if they are, they will be downplayed. I'll give you 5 of them for examples. So number one, a lot of diet centers will tell you that all calories are created equal. So they say as long as you're on our diet, you're eating these protein bars or you're eating these supplements that we're giving you, as long as the calories are lower, you will lose weight. But in reality, all calories are not equal. That doesn't necessarily mean that they have the same amount of fiber, vitamins, or if it's just actually real food. The second thing, many of these places will tell you you don't need to exercise, especially if it's something on a very low-calorie diet. They don't want to encourage you to exercise because you'll be more lethargic and harder to stay on their diet. Another thing, our cultural environment is working against you. You have to deal with all of the cultural influences from available fast food to social events and busy lifestyles, etc. They don't want to bring out all of this messy stuff. This is real life. They want to convince you that as long as you eat their food or just stick on their strict diet, you'll lose weight and be fine for the rest of your life. Another secret that they don't really want you to know is that eating more of something will not help you lose weight. Things like diet bars, low-fat products, whole grain cookies, low-fat, trans-fat-free chips, for example. They always have these miracle foods that they try and sell you at the centers, which they still improve your weight loss, but really, just eating healthy is all you have to do. This is after marketing they all tend to do, to get their little upsells by selling you little things after the fact. And the last thing that a diet center or the diet industry will not tell you is that diets do not work. We all know that it's just lifestyle change that works, and as soon as you go off a diet, the weight comes back. If you don't change your lifestyle to something you can do forever and ever, when you go off a diet, you're off the diet, back to the way you were, the weight comes back. So those are just five examples that you won't hear from the weight loss industry, but they are true. And if you're interested in the article, I'll leave a link in the show notes and you could read the rest of the weight loss secrets they don't want you to know. So what do you have for us this week, Russ?
Well, apparently it's the week of lists here because I found this article over at Allure in the Beauty Reporter blog. It's the five weight loss tips you've never heard before. Now, I actually heard of a couple of these, but maybe you haven't. And the first one here is divvy up your takeout in half and shove half of it in the freezer right away to avoid temptation. That's a good one. Second one here, avoid snacking when you get home from work by distracting yourself for at least 15 minutes. That's the time I feel like I want to eat the world. I walk in the house and I go, where's my food? I got to get a snack. And instead of doing that, you know, you head out and play with the kids, do something else and stay away from the snacks. And all of a sudden that goes away. It's really a good tip. Next one here, instead of guzzling several high-calorie drinks when you're out for a cocktail, order one strong drink with some kind of mixer. And that way, you just kind of nurse it all night. You're not tempted to guzzle it like you would, say, a margarita. And you're going to have a lot less calories that way. The next tip here is eat before you overeat. If you've been banking calories all day long, saving up for a dinner out, you could go crazy eating the food there. Have a snack before you go out. While you've banked all those calories, you may not eat them all, or you'll eat exactly the amount that you were hoping instead of going overboard because you've saved up all those calories. Now you're totally ravenous. So that's a good tip. And the last one here is get enough sleep, and you should get at least 7 hours of sleep. I think we've talked about that in the show prior. Yeah, and to help that, say, cut caffeine after, say, 2:30, you know, keep that caffeine out of the body in the afternoon, and so you're ready to go to bed. So that's some pretty good tips from Allure magazine.
I like the first tip because it seems real life, and that's the tip that was talking about if you get takeout food and you bring it home, to put half of it in the freezer right away to keep you from eating the whole thing. Now, I know we'll get some negative comments about this because we had some negative feedback when we had 1 month in a row where we offered fast food alternatives. You know, what's the best alternative to eat if you have to eat out at fast food? And we had people that responded, you should never, ever eat out at fast food. And we shouldn't be telling people because that's all unhealthy. But these are tips that in the real world, you might have an instance where you have to get takeout for whatever reason. And I think this is a really good tip. It's really hard when you get something home like a pizza that you want to eat the whole thing, or you put it in the fridge and you eat it the next morning, you eat it the next day for lunch until it's gone. Getting it out of sight is a reasonable alternative so that you can't be snacking all night and the next day. I think that's a really good tip.
All right, confession time. So my wife and I, we had a kind of a date night. And we decided, you know, it's going to be one of those nights. We're going to go to the Mexican place, Super Mex, and get some burritos. And she ended up, instead of getting the Junior Mex, which is the smaller version of the burrito, she ended up getting the Super one. And she got it for the same price as a Junior. So it was like a really good deal. But the thing is huge. And so she said to me, why don't we cut it in half and we'll have it for tomorrow for lunch? And I thought, that's a great idea. But I didn't do it. I ate the whole burrito. Meanwhile, she ate half and put the other half in the fridge. And next day, she pulled it out, warmed it up, and it was better that second day. And so, yeah, so it is a really great tip, and I should follow that one myself.
Well, that leads us right into our feature section this week. And this week, we are talking about advanced weight loss techniques. So first of all of these advanced techniques will not magically get you to lose a ton of weight super, super fast. They will help you out for sure, but they generally take more effort either physically or mentally, because you'll need to be more conscientious about what you're doing. The bottom line is that you will always need to be working with that caloric balance, calories in versus calories out, but you can certainly tweak some things.
The people who are most concerned with body fat are actually bodybuilders and fitness competitors. Most people think of a bodybuilder as a huge, muscle-bound person, but in reality, they need to be as lean as possible when they are competing. The most important thing about having six-pack abs is not so much doing abdominal exercises to develop them. The biggest factor is reducing the amount of body fat covering them up. It doesn't matter how firm your ab muscles are, if you have a layer of fat over them, softening them up. The reason why it's good to borrow some of these weight loss techniques from bodybuilders is because they have the exact same goals that we should have when reducing body fat. Their number one concern is to lose fat without losing any muscle mass. Under no circumstances do they want to diet away all that muscle that they have worked hard to build.
And we've talked about the important basics in the past, such as eat a lean protein with every meal, never eat below your body's basal metabolic rate, eat 5 or 6 small meals per day, etc. These next 3 techniques are to be built upon already doing these things. They add on to them. They just don't work by themselves. And another thing, most of these are temporary accelerators that you can do for a month or two, but they're really not meant to be done for any longer.
All right, so this first advanced technique is called the zigzag. This technique is used when you want to increase your fat loss without risking slowing down your metabolism. What you do is that you can lower your calories a little more than what we have normally been suggesting, but then you have a higher calorie day to keep your metabolism from slowing down.
And of course, we are not recommending starvation levels, but let's say that you're eating at 400 calories below your current maintenance level to lose weight. You could increase this by 50% to maybe 600 calories below your maintenance. You could eat at this level for 3 or 4 days, but then the next day, you would eat at your current maintenance level or just slightly below. What you're trying to do is keep your body from noticing that you're losing weight. One reason that your metabolism can slow down is just from long-term dieting. By only eating at low calories for 3 or 4 days at a time before refeeding your body, you can trick your body a little bit longer. But keep in mind, this is only a temporary technique. The lower your calorie levels, the quicker your body will adapt to slow your metabolism. This may not actually help if you eat below your basal metabolic rate because that's just too low, but it keeps your body guessing. Now, 3 to 4 days is generally about the perfect time frame that the bodybuilders say, so eat a little bit lower, but make sure you refeed your body. This also keeps you from getting a lot of cravings as well.
So this is more like the advanced cheat day, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's right. But you plan it right into your program saying that, you know, I'm going to go 3 or 4 days a little bit lower. And then it's not really a cheat day, but you're eating up to the level that would be your maintenance level right now.
All right. So the second advanced technique here sounds very simple, at least to me. Double cardio. What is it, Jeff?
Well, double cardio. I know this sounds crazy to a lot of people, but it's always better to increase exercise than it is to reduce calories. By doing double cardio, this means doing 2 sessions of exercise in a day, not just 1 longer workout. The more calories you burn, the more fat you'll burn. And of course, this is only a temporary thing, but it will make a boost in your weight loss. And this works for a couple reasons. Number one, after you work out, there is this afterburn effect where your metabolism will stay elevated for a few hours and burn some extra calories. With 2 workouts in the day, you will get double the afterburn. And secondly, and this is the most important one for most people, this reduces the risk of injury from overuse. Running 4 miles in 1 continuous run is not the same thing as doing 2 2-mile runs with 10 hours rest between them. The impact on your body is much, much less, but you will get the same caloric benefits. And this is definitely one of those things that should only be done for the short term. It can surely help you lose those extra few pounds in the last month before a special event, but doing it for too long can easily lead to overtraining, which has a whole list of negative problems.
And so the last technique here, the third one, after I read this, this is my favorite one, and I am going to be implementing this myself for a little while here. I've got 6 weeks before my reunion, and I'm going for it. Carbohydrate cycling.
This one is similar to the zigzag calorie technique, but you do this with carbohydrates. low-carbohydrate diets, which have been kind of the rage on and off for the last several years, they do have some positive advantages for weight loss, but they're not sustainable for most people in the long run. If you don't eat enough carbohydrates, most people end up very lethargic and don't have enough energy to work out effectively to burn those extra calories. After about 3 days on low carbs, the glycogen stores in your muscles, which give you energy, they're usually depleted. If after 3 days, you then refeed your body with good carbohydrates for a day, not things like cookies and cake, but things like oatmeal, etc., those good complex carbohydrates, you'll still have the energy needed to work out and feel energetic. Now, to kind of sum up all of these three techniques, we have the zigzag method, we have the double cardio, and we have carbohydrate cycling. The best part about these three techniques, if you combine them together, you will get a nice jump in your weight loss. There's nothing crazy here. You're lowering your calories a little more with a little trick to keep your body from noticing. You are increasing the amount of calories that you're burning by exercising more, and you're playing around with the percentages of carbohydrates that you eat. Nothing that's crazy. If you want this extra benefit, yeah, it takes a little bit of extra work. It takes a little bit more planning, but you get out what you put in. And I guess the last thing, this will help you. It will bump up your weight loss a bit, but don't do this forever. Your body will tire out of it pretty quick.
All right. Well, and I am excited about doing that carbohydrate cycling. When I read that, I was actually playing around with my diet this week already, and I was not eating a lot of carbs, actually a lot of breads and a rice. I know brown rice, and I was just going with a little bit of oatmeal in the morning, but really it's just sticking to vegetables and even limiting the amount of fruit I was eating, just to try it out and see what change it up a little bit for myself. And when I heard about this carbohydrate cycling, I thought that is exactly what I need to do.
Well, Russ, I'm glad that I'm teaching you something new that you haven't heard about. And even if you've been dieting for, the year and a half, a bit longer, we've been doing the show, you're still learning something new and you can still change things around. So what do you have for the recipe this week?
Well, as I pimped earlier, we have a vegetarian recipe this week. And I went looking for a black bean recipe of some kind. I enjoy black beans, but sometimes they're kind of bland. And my favorite ones are obviously the Mexican black beans. But instead of that, I found a recipe that was in this blog called Homesick Texan. It has a really interesting recipe here. And I'm just going to tell you that you want to put in some oil here, but instead of using the lard, bacon grease, or peanut oil, go ahead and use the canola oil. That'd be a better choice. And but otherwise, some great ingredients here, and I'm going to suggest you, really, this sounds really great, and I'm going to try it myself.
I'll have to admit that's something I don't think I've ever eaten.
Really? Oh, well, then you should try too. Again, this it's not really vegetarian if you put bacon grease in it, but canola oil, that'll do it. So that's our recipe for this week, black beans. And so, Jeff, what is our homework for this week for all the fine people at home?
Well, the homework this week is very simple. Take a look at the website we talked about earlier called This Is Why You're Thin and check out all the pictures of healthy meals, activities, and the people there. If you want to do something positive for others as well, submit a photo to the site yourself to celebrate something that you do that is healthy and could be inspiring to others.
Very cool. And Jeff, finally, what is the quote for this week?
Well, after 65 shows and 65 quotes, I think this is now my new favorite quote. It's a really good one. The author is unknown, and here's the quote. Though no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending.
Ah, very nice. Like that. All right, so I want to thank everyone for participating in the show, for sending in those emails and comments. Really appreciate those. That's it. That's all we have for this show, number 65. We will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.
That's awesome, Russ. You're cool. You're so cool, Russ. Why are you so cool? Does it hurt to be so cool? Does everybody around you wear jackets because you're so cool?